You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Boy, gentleman on the show today who has been on the show before, but it's been several years, so it's good to have him back.
It's great to have him back. I'm actually just sitting here counting the years and how long I think I've known him, and I'm not going to say how long because we're both just in our 30s, you know.
Understood. So you guys were like teenagers mm-hmm. when you were first on the show. Understood. All right. Well, let's say hello to Farrell Middleton. He's a Senior Vice President of Operations with Venture Homes. Farrell, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back. Good to see you guys again. It's been way too many years.
It has been too
Absolutely.
Long. Yes. Good to see you. Thank you for making time to join us, Farrell. So since it's been a little while, why don't you take a quick second, remind us a bit about you and your background?
Sure. I've been in Atlanta home building for a little over 30 years, full-time. Love it. I've worked with a few larger companies as the years have gone by. I hooked up with Venture Homes just about a year ago. And I have loved it so far. We are in a very good price range, good part of town, good company, good culture. And I am very excited being with the company now.
So tell us a little bit more about Venture Homes.
Venture Homes was started in the mid-80s. Bob White is the owner. And we have generally been a starter home builder for many, many years. But as with everything, we drift into maybe first-time move-up as well, and we contracted like everyone else did 10 years ago and have made our way back. We closed just under 300 houses last year, and our projections are for about 330 this year, and we are just very excited about the prospects. The market has some good fundamentals in our mind. And we're just excited to be building again in Atlanta, to be honest with you. It's good.
Well, we're excited to have you building in Atlanta as well. So walk us through some of the areas in town where you are building.
Most of our projects are in the Cobb County, South Fulton area, but we are spreading out a little bit. We do have one up in Canton right now. That's our northernmost area. We do actually have one over in Decatur in the East Lake area, and that's our furthest east. And then we're actually considering one down in the southern part of Fulton County, below the airport. So that's going to be a big triangle of area for us, but the majority of our other neighborhoods are within that triangle. Again, the West Cobb, South Fulton area is where we are mostly building right now.
I think one of the things that impresses me most about Venture is your ability to still hit that entry-level first-time buyer price point. And we actually have a staff member at Denham Marketing who bought she and her boyfriend bought their first home from Venture. They live in the Woodstock area.
Okay, great.
But I know there's a few projects that we want to talk about, and a couple of these fit that really nice first-time buyer price point. So let's talk a little bit about Cascade Place.
Yeah, absolutely. Cascade Place is in the city of South Fulton. And it is geographically in a very good spot. It is on in the Camp Creek Parkway area between I-20 and I-285 in the Thornton Road area. Townhouses, we are selling those for under $200,000 right now. We have lots of inventory and sales are very brisk out there. It's a good-sized neighborhood, well over 100 units when we get done. And we are just selling at a very good pace, especially recently. The last 60 days, we've had very good contract activity. And we're building a good quality house for a very fair and reasonable price that's affordable, and the market is accepting it rather nicely.
That's awesome.
That is a good deal, and that's a hot part of town, too.
It is. We have a couple of other projects in that area, a couple of different price ranges, but again, the access is very, very good, very close to the airport, very close to downtown. It is just a really good spot, and we're hitting in a bit of a good slot right now.
There's a lot of growth in that area right now.
Yeah, and I didn't appreciate it when I first moved here. I lived up in East Cobb, and I thought, hey, this is a great part of town. My biggest hang-up to the location was it was hard to get to the airport. Mm-hmm. So I've come to value easy access to Hartsfield. So that's more important than perhaps you might realize. So I want to hear about Highland Park, too.
Highland Park is a very good neighborhood for us. That's up in the Woodstock area, and it is a combination of single-family and townhomes. A relatively small neighborhood. There are only 22 units in here, but it is within walking distance of downtown Woodstock.
Woohoo!
Yes, nice. People are loving that urban-type stuff these days. And the downtown Woodstock area, if you're not familiar with it, It has come a long way in the last 15 years or so.
It's a neat place.
It is really a neat place. I used to live in that area for many, many years, and lots of, again, good walking area and lots of restaurants, pretty cool downtown, a lot of services right there. And again, very good access to I-575. It's just right there, and you're within about 3 minutes of the interstate. And again, our product there, a little higher than the Cascade Place product, but we're in the low 400s right now. But we are just now getting our first houses finished there, and we're expecting some pretty good contract activity.
That's a good price point, though, for that spot. So
yeah.
I'm not complaining about that one bit. All right, we have some other cool communities to talk about, but we got to go to break first. So Farrell, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Ty Pennington. And right now, I'm walking through the construction of a home that will soon be one of the most energy efficient you can buy. And I know this because it's being built as a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. That means it's planned, analyzed, and inspected throughout the building process to guarantee that it's energy efficient and built right where it matters most. Energy efficient homes guaranteed, only from Jackson EMC. Visit jacksonemc.com.
And we're back with Farrell Middleton with Venture Homes.
So Farrell, let's talk about Creekside Overlook. It's another great price point.
Yes, it is. Townhouses, again, in the Austell area. This is, again, a relatively small neighborhood, only 52 units, but it is priced under $200,000. We are just framing our first buildings now, and we are expecting some very good traction there. Again, very affordable for that part of town. And nicely built, two-story with nice amenities inside, again, for the price. We do have some optional issues that we can put in there as well, but good, solid location, very good price, and just good, solid product that Venture Homes is known for.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting. A new community in Marietta. I don't think that was possible anymore, but Robinson Park, tell us about that.
Well, again, a smaller neighborhood, a little piece of infill property, as we might want to call it. Just off Robinson Road, which is just off of Roswell Road, just by the loop intersection, by the North Loop. And again, a combination of single family and townhouse. This is only a 16-unit neighborhood, eight townhouses, eight single families. We will be in the low 400s in there as well, and very nicely amenitized. Again, just a great part of town, right there on the outskirts of Marietta. Very, very close to Roswell with the 120 corridor there. And again, very good access to interstates in the South Loop.
You're close to the avenues and you're close to the Big Chicken. What more could you want?
Well, there
that's
you
what
go.
I'm sitting here. And then there's Williamson Brothers Barbecue.
Oh, I was about to say.
And there's Sam's Club and Walmart. And
everything is right.
There.
Oh, and the new IKEA is going on
Vine
Gateway.
That's right.
That is right down the street from our new corporate office.
So you can buy your townhome and just run over and buy off your furniture and have it delivered.
Absolutely.
Those smaller, little intimate communities. There's some appeal.
Well, you know, I think there's so many of them. I know we talk a lot about OBs, and we're talking about that, you know, pre-show, but they've actually created a community of the year category for communities with 20 or fewer homes.
Really?
And I think it's because of all this infill. Because, you know, in the past, there was just no way for a little infill community to compete with, you know, Heron Bay, right?
Absolutely.
Or, you know, some big, flashy master plan community. So they created a new category.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in seeing how it goes.
And again, with the smaller communities, you know, the common space is not as big. Therefore, the HOA dues, can be, much less than a larger community where you're supporting a lot of services and things like that. So we're finding that as an advantage as well.
Well, and so many times, especially with this location, I mean, you're in the heart of it all of Marietta, and Marietta has so much to offer. It's not like you have to have a lot of amenities because they can, you know, just enjoy the amenities of Marietta.
That's correct. Everything is just right around the corner. Everything is.
Everything.
So that's another good piece of property we're very excited about.
I would be too. So we talked about four communities. Anything else you want to tell us about?
We do have some other communities coming up around town. We've got a new one over in the city of Hiram. We're about to get started in there. Again, a little further out. I don't know if anybody's been to Hiram in a long time, but I had not. And I was shocked when I went out to the city of Hiram.
Really?
I could not believe it. It looked like either what you might want to call Barrett Parkway on a Saturday afternoon or maybe Jimmy Carter Boulevard. It was alive with activity. Lots of commercial area, restaurants, that kind of thing. So
there's been a lot of development out there in the last 10 years. It's kind of quietly crept up.
Oh my gosh, it really has been. So we're excited about that. Then we have some new townhouses going up in Woodstock as well. We have a lot of townhouses coming up, as a matter of fact. And the market's just been kind of going that direction for the last few years. In fact, I live in a townhouse now. It's just, I think, a matter of convenience with the way the world works these days that, you know, nicely built, well amenitized, well appointed townhouses are very popular these days, you know, especially with the folks that are, you know, kind of getting up there in age a little bit. So, got that. And then we do have some other single family neighborhoods coming up in the Woodstock area as well. So, in our price ranges, go from the high 100s up into the low fours. So we're hitting all kinds of spectrums, townhouse, single family. We've got a very wide product offering.
The map's expanding, as you said. So
absolutely.
That's exciting as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the townhomes are just such a nice trend we see. And it's because so many people are just, they want to lock it and leave and they don't want to have to worry about it. And they tend to be less maintenance and less yard. And maybe the maintenance is covered. But that's just a trend we see a lot. I guess you're talking about trends. Do you see any specific finishes or features that buyers are kind of looking at in homes that as must-haves?
The interior of the houses, you know, generally speaking, hardwood floors. People want them. And I think actually a lot of people just don't like taking care of carpet anymore, to be honest with you.
Right.
So a lot of that. Of course, the solid surface countertops are always a big play at this point in time. We are seeing some creative stuff with plumbing fixtures these days. Standalone master bathroom tubs are getting a little bit popular these days, getting more affordable as well with, you know, some units that are more readily available. You know, interior trim details, you know, oddly, a lot of people are going away from heavy trim, you know, and getting to the simpler look, you know, that kind of thing. So that's a trend that we're seeing as well. On the outside of houses, the urban farmhouse look is very popular these days. A lot less masonry than what we saw the last 15 or 20 years. A little more craftsman-y style, a little more bric-a-brac, as I call it, that kind of thing. Lighter colors. The darker colors seem to have, you know, kind of faded out for the time being. Carol, you know, you probably know a lot more about that than I do, but we clearly see that as a trend with the color schemes.
Yeah, well, it's a problem because my whole house is out of date because, you know, it was built in 2003. It's, you know, beige and brown. And I'm like, okay, I've got Baltic brown countertops. I don't really know that. And, you know, travertine floors. How do you fix this?
Yeah.
But it's probably possible with the right designer. And, you know, enough money fixes anything, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Of course. And, you know, as well, energy efficiency is a popular topic these days. And, you know, we are, you know, putting some of those things in as well. But here in this climate, we're kind of finding that, you know, it's not the same as, let's say, in the Northeast Chicago area, whatever the case may be. You know, so that that has its place here. But again, our climate is relatively mild. So we're finding a lot of people are not spending a whole lot of money on that. But we certainly do offer some pretty solid arrangements with that.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, this all sounds good, Farrell. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions of you or want to learn more about all these great communities with Venture Homes, where do they go?
VentureHomes.com. We've just redesigned our website in the last 6 months or so. Very easy to navigate. In fact, we were just looking at it this morning as a management meeting. And you click on it, you go, there's an immediate map of the entire Venture Homes profile here in Atlanta. Quick, easy access to all the neighborhoods with price ranges and locations on the homepage. And then, of course, you can search further as you go, but very easy to access, VentureHomes.com.
Okay. Farrell Middleton, Senior Vice President of Operations with Venture Homes. Farrell, good to see you again. Thanks for swinging by.
Thank you so much. Great to see you guys again.
It was great to see you. Appreciate your time, as I said before. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Farrell Middleton, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you again next week right here. See you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.